Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It's Tuesday morning, halfway through July.
That's July weird.
5th. It's so bizarre.
As we see back-to-school sales already happening stores.
Yeah,
and Halloween.
It's such old news. I was talking to some of my teacher friends that are back-to-school in less than a month.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, even if it's setting up for school and getting ready, maybe it's not the first day of school, but I think...
Because they go in earlier than the kids, right?
Of course, you know, week, 10 days, whatever it might be. But I mean... Izzy goes back to school. I live in Menor, and she's going into fifth grade, which I cannot believe. She'll be the big kid in the school and then move up to another school. They go back August 18th. They're in.
Do they really?
That's their day. They are back in, so it's a month and 3 days. They're in.
And we're a full week after that, August 26th in Westlake. Wow.
We do have to get to a dead guy in the envelope dilemma. I pushed it off a little bit yesterday. We were talking about a lot of things. We were talking about Superman and super reviews and all sorts of things, but now we have moved on.
This is a big dilemma. Curious your thoughts on it. Looking forward
to
hearing.
Yeah. I'm curious the EMC's thoughts about it because this is the EMC's game. So I need we need a ruling on it. I definitely did not think about this prior to the envelope, which is also in a box, which is I'm the only person that knows the name, might lead to a little bit. But first of all, let's get to this. First things first. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I had a great question posed to me the other day from a mom that used to listen to Dead Guy in the Envelope all the time, but her son no longer plays football. Because usually early in the morning, you're taking them to practice.
Exactly.
And then,
sure.
It's an entire thing, right? And numerous sports this time of day, I understand that. But this particular football. And she said, I don't listen anymore because he no longer plays football. He's moved on to track and some other things. Am I still an EMC?
Oh. What'd you tell her?
I said, once you're an EMC, you're always an EMC.
That's good. She's in the club.
He's dead. He's a guy. His name's in the envelope. It's also in a box. That is locked. That might cause a dilemma after the guests.
It really is causing a problem already. We need a solution.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? I feel like we haven't talked to you for weeks or at least days. How have you been?
I thought you blocked me.
Why would I block you? I don't block anybody. All right, a couple people I've blocked. Not you.
I
definitely block people. We would love your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope, which is also in a box, which could cause a dilemma that we'll get to next. What's your guess?
Gene Hackman.
I don't know, Tim. Is it Gene Hackman?
Not Gene Hackman.
Oh.
All right, the dilemma. We have to get to it. I'm off Thursday and Friday. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. How do we do this? EMCs, how do we do this? 216-343-1021. So I'm raising my hand. I'm a guy. I don't think things through. There's a dead guy in the envelope in the box that's sealed. Jen does not know who it is. It's in the box because remember when I was off last time, she told you who it was with her sidekick producer, Stevie. That's what led to this in case you
missed. Didn't tell you. Well, I just indicated like I gave a hypothetical and then it turned out someone guessed it that day. Thought the game would come to an end. Turns out you brought it right back.
Now what do we do? I didn't think this through. So there, vacations happen through the summer. We have vacation days. You have vacation days. I have vacation days. It happens.
You're going to have to tell me who it is.
There's no way.
You're going to have to tell
anything
me who it is.
Anything but that. EMCs, please don't make me tell her who it is. Anything else but telling Jen or producer Stevie who it is. What do I do Thursday and Friday?
You have to pick. Who are you telling, me or Stevie?
That's easy. I would tell Stevie. No, I would not.
No, I know. Because she would. I would. Listen.
I think
that's
I have to tell JJ.
Choice.
You have to bring him up here.
No.
And he has to.
Yeah, we'll get him to tell us, too. Just tell me who it is.
I just need calls or DMs. I need some ideas on what to do. We have to figure this out by tomorrow. We have to have an answer by tomorrow. I'm off Thursday, Friday. I can't be here for this.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Like, take guesses and write them down and be like, I don't know. You could be right. We'll let you
know
next week.
That's one option. There we go.
That's a terrible idea.
So you will take guesses and say, I'll let you know, and you tease it for Monday. No, that's one idea.
That is, I don't know that that's the best idea.
Okay, so you don't like that idea, but it's an idea. All right, write them down.
I think the only reasonable option is then... Answer. You can't take any time off ever until this game is over.
That's my punishment for the envelope in the box. Dead guy in an envelope in a box.
Yep. You have to stay. Sorry. Nice. Cancel your trip. Or cancel your days off. Whatever.
Sorry, family.
Yep. Sorry. He's unavailable. You have to be here for dead guy in an envelope.
All right. So EMCs will figure this out. So I will play a quick song so you can either DM us or give us a call at 216-343-1021. What happens Thursday, Friday, and also moving forward? There are also other dates at the end of the month and next month. I mean, you have off, I have off. We're going to run into this situation.
Again, can't take time off, it looks like.
Write down the answer and then reveal it on Monday is what we have so far.
That's a terrible idea. We're
not
doing that.
I can't tell Jen. I just can't tell Jen who it is. I can't.
Just tell me.
I can't.
Come on.
EMCs, what do we do? That's next. Oopsies. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. EMCs are the best. We play a game called Dead Guy in the Envelope. We've played this for a year and a half. January of 2024.
Only two rounds, though. Only two rounds, because that's how long it takes.
We're on to the third round, and EMCs know. If you've listened this time of the morning, we call you the early morning crew. We appreciate you listening. It's a very, very special part of the Jen and Tim show. So there is a dilemma. If you're just joining us, Jen gave away round two, the name in the envelope. So I have now, well, you alluded to it. They figured it out when I was on vacation.
And people figured it out. It just so happened to work out that way.
So I have now put the name into the envelope. I'm the only person that knows. I haven't told my wife. I haven't told anybody. I'm the only person that knows, which is now in a sealed box. Bye. I have Thursday and Friday off, so what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, because I can't take guesses. It's just like, oh, maybe. We have some suggestions here. Mary says, Tim, put dead guy in an envelope on hold till you come back. Don't trust Jen.
Okay, on hold.
Okay, Christy.
There are no bad ideas. I'm writing all these down because you said maybe, what was it? Oh, you write down the guesses and then we reveal on Monday if it is.
Yeah,
okay,
like you review them.
Or on hold is another one.
Christy says, pause the game. Pause. Katrina says, guest DJ, like Jen's brother.
Guest DJ.
So my brother, will he get up this early? Sure, we'll try. And then, this is good. Gina says, Jen and Stevie will have to call Tim during Dead Guy in an Envelope. That's it. We'll just call you. Even though you're off, you're still going to have to be here. That's like a workaround instead of you actually.
Wait, how does that work? What do you mean call me? Vacation?
Yeah.
Take me through this.
Yeah, okay, it's time to play Dead Guy in an Envelope. No, he's dead. He's a guy.
Like, today's guest was Gene Hackman, so let's just say Gene Hackman.
No, I know, I'm going through it. And then the whole song, then, oh, we're going to take your guess. And then we call you, and we put you on hold while we play a song, and then we come back, and then you're there with us, and then someone, we take their guess. And you're live on the air with us, saying yes or no. I mean, it seems reasonable, other than you not taking the day off.
So I have to wake up early on vacation to get to take the guess.
You did it to yourself.
How's that my punishment for you guys cheating on the game? I don't understand how I get the punishment.
We didn't cheat.
You did.
We didn't give anything away.
You did?
We didn't say who it was.
So many people say, hey, you can't tell Jen. There's a reason why.
Well, listen.
You gave the name away.
You have two options. You either are here for it in some form, phone call or physically, or you tell us who it is.
Okay, I'm writing it down, just like the rest of them. Wake up on vacation. All right, we'll figure it. We have to figure it out by tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. It's happening. Keep the DMs coming. We appreciate that. We'll read them tomorrow. We have to figure something out tomorrow. Thank you. Good ideas. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next is Stevie on the socials.
So there is a concept going viral on social media. People are talking about it with couples, about how each relationship has one of each of these in the relationship.
Oh, boy.
I'm excited to hear if that applies to you guys.
Okay.
Are these bad or good?
It's just more of like how you were raised. Like,
okay.
People were raised very different, and now they're together, and it's like, this is shocking that this is how you were raised and this is how I was raised.
Oh.
So neither is bad.
Okay.
Just different.
Just different. Not bad, just different.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So there has been a few viral videos on social media of couples pointing out one major difference they face when going out to eat. Couples on social media are saying that every relationship has one that was raised in a water-only family and one in an appetizer family, and you can get a pop or whatever else you want to drink. It's caused a lot of people going back and forth, saying like how their family was. Someone in the comments said that they agree and that they were when like going to the pool, for example, their family packed the sandwiches while their partner's family was, you know, able to go to the concession stand. Someone else commented saying that they packed sandwiches and he went to all-inclusive resorts. So it really was all over the place. But I thought it was interesting of how when you go to a restaurant sometimes you get the whole course, get the dessert, the appetizer. Some people just water, nothing else.
This is very glaringly an obvious thing in my relationship. And it poses a huge problem when we go out to dinner.
Does it? Now, are you the same as you were when you were a kid? Because a lot of the comments are saying they were water only as a kid. So now as an adult, they go all out because they can.
Yeah, I think we're both the same as we were as kids. But it does present a problem.
Because I'm glad we're both on board, that Sandy and I are both on board the same thing. Because if we weren't, it would be a massive issue. Because I don't think there's any gray area at the beginning of the meal, on the ordering, whether it's water only or a beverage and an appetizer, because it alters everything.
It alters everything. If it were up to Nate, we would probably not order anything at all. We would just always bring
a
sandwich.
Bring a sandwich,
right?
Yes, that was a theme.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And I always want an iced tea. I always get an iced tea. I mean, you know, occasionally a pop or soda or something like that. But yeah, but then inevitably, it causes problems throughout the meal.
I love that so, it causes problems the whole meal.
I can't just drink water. I'm not on the water only, but I lean water only. My in-laws, if they could, they would find every deal ever and just get the water only, and that's fine. Like, that's great. I have to have something. Like, I just can't have water all day. I know I just can't do that. I never get the app. Like, I go straight to the entree. We've never done that. I never did it as a family. I never did anything else. When somebody, if we're out with another couple and they want to get an app, it's a whole new world.
Oh.
I don't even look at the app menu. I don't even know what's on the app menu. That's how little that we look at the app menu because, and I've talked about this before, like my family, we just don't, they're very basic eaters. Like the kids are very basic eaters where it's just kind of like a chicken and fries or burger and fries. And that's just kind of how we are. So really over the last, I don't know, 11 years that I've been married, that's just kind of how we are. So I just kind of discarded that type of thing anyway and just kind of go straight to the entree. And even as a family, it was my brother and I and my parents, I think it was always kind of water or pop or something. And usually nice back in the day in Akron, nice Pizza Hut buffet. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that's a good time.
That was a Friday night stop, that salad and everything else. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
The app is different. I'm not talking. And we don't, as a family, I guess we don't go out to dinner together that often. Like it would be more like a fast casual that we get takeout. But the app isn't a thing. And if we're on vacation, we'll get an app or something like that. But I'm telling you, he gets the water, I get the drink, and inevitably, you know what he does?
Drinks your drink.
Drinks my drink!
Why pay for two? That's probably what he's thinking.
He drinks my drink. Uh-huh.
It drives
me. Refills.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's a free refill.
Just get your own drink.
I grew up with my dad would get every appetizer on the menu because he would get nervous because I'm very picky. So, and then him and my mom wanted something. So he would just like nervously just be like, oh, we'll just get all three and then order all three. And then we were left with all this food saying, why did we do that?
Yeah. That would give Nate an absolute heart attack.
So now I'm like, I can't pick. Let's just get them all. And everyone's like, why would you do that?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to know where you fall on this if this is the case. 216-343-1021. Maybe you've broken up over something like this. That would also be amazing. Speaking of that, I also saw a next level move that's actually a great idea next. So do you go water only or apps? What do you do, Producer Stevie? We didn't even ask you. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Which way do you lean?
If I can get an app, I'll get an app.
Yeah.
You like a nice app.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite app? Like, you're relatively picky eater, not like crazy picky, but do you have a favorite app?
A mozzarella stick.
Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong there.
They have
the dippy do.
A soft pretzel and a nice cheese.
Yes,
it's
love that.
Classic. I am with you on the drink, though. I don't like, I used to never be able to drink water with my meal. It would like make me gag, but that was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So
I don't mind having some water. I need to have something else. Like,
It doesn't go well with the meal. You got to have something.
I was with a buddy, and I thought this was really smart because it was, you were talking about an app, and usually I don't get an app. It's just like, get right to the entree and kind of, and I always want to get a dessert, and the dessert always looks great, and I think to myself, I have eaten enough here. I have done enough damage. I can no longer proceed. Unless it's Cheesecake Factory or something where I have to get it to go.
You got it.
Or if it's the, what is the thing at BJ's Brewhouse? That Pazookie, the cookie with the ice cream. Give it to me.
You have mentioned that a lot. I have never even heard of it before.
If you don't get that $13 meal, you're not doing yourself a favor.
I have never had one. And Tim has, like, off air, I feel like we've talked about it a lot. Like, you love that.
There's a $13 meal that comes with the Pazookie for crying out. Like, how do you
understand?
It's a chicken parm or a burger or whatever. You have.
What's a Pazookie?
Is there one on the west side?
Yes, right by Great Northern Mall. Mm-hmm. What is the Pazookie, though? A large cookie?
It's like a cookie in a skillet. And they put the ice cream on top.
I'm just imagining for a dessert reference, is what I was mentioning.
I don't even have a sweet tooth, and I'd get that.
But anyway, we went out with people before, and they went, it was like an all-app meal. And I thought that was next level, where I didn't really think about that, where there are a lot of times where I'll look on the app menu, and it was like, oh, to your point, the mozzarella sticks look good, but like, do I want that? And then also a big entree. And then they had apps, let's say mozzarella sticks and tried, I don't know, calamari. I'm just throwing something else out. Mm-hmm. And a couple of things. The next thing you knew, you had four different things out there and kind of mixed and matched. I like that too. That was another way to go.
Yeah, we do that sometimes too.
People do that often at Cheesecake Factory. They skip the entrees and get a couple of
They have really good apps.
And they are a big portion.
It's not a terrible idea. And then you get to try more stuff, too, which is kind of cool. I feel like you're going to do that now. And then eat your Pazookie. Pazookie? What is it? Pazookie?
Just shoot one DM to Jen and Tim show on the socials and tell Jen about that because she doesn't believe me.
Well, now I want to go get it.
Okay. I just so she knows. We're gonna get to the three things now. But
I have more questions. Like, is it a variety of cookie? Choose a cookie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, they got options.
They got options.
Oh, it's not just one cookie.
No,
there's several options. And they have a new s'mores one out.
What?
I have other s'mores thing. I saw another s'mores thing yesterday that I bought on a Tasty Tuesday. Like, we can't be talking about it. I found something yesterday s'mores related. I'm actually a bad human that I'm bringing this up and didn't bring it in.
If it's s'mores and marshmallow related, I'm mad at you. What is? Come on. What do you mean you found it?
I'm going to do this. I took Izzy to Trader Joe's yesterday. I met her. And they have this massive display as soon as you walk in. First of all, the most beautiful flowers, as always, are at Trader Joe's as soon as you walk in for like a $5 to $8 price point. Buy whatever you want. They have this, I believe it's an orange bag of these s'mores clusters. Have you seen these, Stevie?
What is that?
I've never tried them, but I've seen them.
Stevie.
Is there marshmallow and chocolate and
graham cracker covered with chocolate? I don't know. Had eight of them yesterday.
How big are the clusters?
Just little inch by inch. I was like a vending machine.
You're like a cartoon character.
Opposite. Okay.
Feels like you should have brought those in. It is a Tasty Tuesday.
I know. I should have, but you know.
Fine.
What's the point of bringing in an empty bag?
That's fair.
Go back for another.
That's fair. Yeah. All right. A super tribute for super. I'm moving on because now I'm just kind of mad you didn't bring those in. I mean, that we would have liked that. We would have liked that, Stevie?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's 62 degrees in today's Star City, Valley City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. We're all still basking in the Superman glory from the weekend, and the long-awaited tribute is happening. The Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster Tribute Plaza going to be unveiled August 2nd outside the Huntington Convention Center downtown with an 18-foot stainless steel statue of Superman himself, plus bronze sculptures of his creators. Even Joanne Siegel, the real-life inspiration for Lois Lane. $2.5 million raised to make this happen. Today, the Television Academy announcing the nominees for the 77th Primetime Emmy Awards. It'll be live streamed on their website. Predictions are for The Bear, Abbott Elementary, Hacks, The White Lotus, and Severance, plus some hot new shows like The Pitt and Nobody Wants This. The actual Emmy Awards will be broadcast live Sunday, September 14th. There's a new Clueless Barbie doll in honor of the movie's 30th.
Oh my gosh.
30th vomit anniversary.
Older than Stevie.
Oh my God! Have you seen Clueless, Stevie? The movie?
Yes.
Okay. 30th.
I don't remember much about it. No, though. It's just been on. I know she's wearing that plaid thing out.
It's like, and it's very trendy now. I feel like that plaid
it's like
thing
coming back. That style.
Well, that's what. So they're doing these limited edition Barbie dolls. You'll like this. They're also doing American Girl doll outfits in the Clueless plaid. They're doing a Little People collector set, a Polly Pocket compact, and an Uno deck. The Uno deck is $12. The Polly Pockets are $30. The American Doll outfits, $75 each.
Yeah, it adds up.
And the Barbies, $59 each, available now.
So this was a story yesterday, and it was an exciting story. Donovan Mitchell getting engaged.
Yes.
That was one of the three things you need to know yesterday. Congratulations moving forward. So this is... this is one of the three things, in case you missed it yesterday. This was actually one of the three things yesterday. So here's how this went.
Cavs star Donovan Mitchell, officially off the market, proposed to singer Coco
engaged.
Jones.
Engaged. Is it off the market?
I would say engaged is off the market.
It's not married.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
He's off the market.
If you're engaged, are you off the market?
Yes, you are.
I mean, one of the doors is shut on the market. The market's still open.
What are you saying? I'm like re-annoyed going back to that.
If you are engaged, are you off the market?
Yes. You're off the market the minute you commit to someone as your partner.
If you are dating, are you off the market?
Yes.
I'm just asking the question. We've been going back and forth. What is that, 24 hours? It was at 7:30 yesterday, that play. We have been talking about this off the air for 23 and a half hours.
Because you don't like that I said he's off the market now that he's engaged. He is off the market. It's off
the
market. Yes, you're off the market. You're off the market. You're not. I mean,
are you off the market?
Yes.
Are you off the market? Totally off the market.
So let's say you're not off the market. What does that mean? You could still date around?
Are you totally off the market?
You're totally off the market.
Okay.
You're totally off the market. The fact that you even think you're not off the market is crazy to me.
I didn't say that was the case. I was just asking when you said he's off the market. I thought, well, is he?
Yes.
Are you off the market when you're engaged? I don't know why it rang true.
Did you think you were off the market when you were engaged?
Can't answer that. I'm crazy.
My God.
I think I am.
You're crazy.
I'm going to answer that question.
For even saying this.
How dare you, Jen?
How dare you say, like, how can you even think you're not off the market? When you're dating someone, are you off the market?
No.
What?
Are you dating? Are you off the market? Off the, like, totally off the market when you're dating somebody, you're not off the market.
Yes, because you've committed to the person you're dating.
So you've never talked to somebody that was in a relationship? Oh, he's cute. Ooh. Oh, he's with somebody? Ooh.
Yeah. He's off the market. Not happening. It's off the market. You are off the market. If Donovan Mitchell
216
is off the market.
343-1021. Is Donovan Mitchell off the market?
Yes. Like, this isn't even a thing. He is.
343-1021.
He's off the market.
You can DM us, Jen and Tim Show. Off the market, Donovan Mitchell.
Yes.
It's Star 102. Good morning. Donovan Mitchell is engaged. Is he off the market?
Yes.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. That's what we're talking about. It was one of the three things yesterday you hit on about this time yesterday. I was like,
I said he's off the market, and you questioned it. Like, it wasn't, like, he wasn't. Like, I wouldn't even fathom saying he wasn't off the market.
I don't know why. I was thinking, huh, off the market. Okay. I don't know. I was thinking, like, when you're married, you're off the market. I don't know why when I just heard the phrase, I just thought to myself, oh, is he? I don't know if it was surprising or how I took it. I don't know. You wanted to get on this, please go right ahead.
I feel like it's when you sell a house and the house is pending. It hasn't quite gone through yet. There's still time that something might happen, but it's not sold.
I don't.
Still some time, Jane.
Still some time for what?
Anything.
It's still on the market. Things can happen. There's a big window between engagement and marriage. I mean, clearly, this is going. You hope that it works out. They're together forever. But off the market, like off the market. No, gently off to the side. You know, in a layaway program, perhaps. Yes, but off the market. No,
no. You're off the market if you're engaged, guys. News flash: you're off the market.
Sale pending. Waiting for the contingency clause.
No.
He's waiting for the inspection of the.
Oh,
he's
my
waiting
God.
For the I have no idea what the analogy was. I'm not even going to go there. But that was. Thank you, sir, for your call.
Carmen sent us a message. Said Tim. Tim.
It's kind of like a house.
He's
I think, right
completely
there.
Off the market, closed off and exclusive to Coco.
Okay.
Agree. And then Kelly says, Donovan, off the market. Tim, off the rocker.
Man, that would be like a great lyric to a song.
Yes, it would.
All right. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning.
Morning, Jen and Tim. This is Dan from Ulster Township.
Dan, is Donovan Mitchell off the market?
He's definitely off the market.
Definitely
yes!
off the market. There you go.
I gotta be with Jen on this one.
Thank you. I would never even consider him not being off the market. I mean, I think even if you're dating someone, you're off the market.
I was talking to my wife about this last night, about Tim saying that, you know, he's anything can happen, but he's definitely off the market.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.